cheers his film before a live studio audience.
Well, I've got to run home and be a father for about an hour.
Where's Lilith?
Noted research psychologist, Dr. Lilith Sternen Crane, has a singing lesson.
Lilith sings?
Well, it seems it's always bothered my dear heart that she cannot sing, as if that were her only character flaw. And now, with the baby, she'd like to be able to sing him a lullaby without frightening 4 years of growth out of him.
Don't put Lilith down for wanting to sing. I think it's cool.
You do?
Yeah. I remember when I was 14, I sang the lead in my school choir. It was one of the happiest times of my life. Yeah, and made me the most popular girl in school.
Really?
Of course, I never wore anything under my robe.
Rebecca left a message for you about some Terry who wants to meet with you about an ad in the paper.
Oh, yeah, I'm advertising for a roommate. My landlord just raised my rent.
Well, why don't you just move?
Are you kidding? I love my neighborhood. It's so quiet there. Especially since the gang started using silencers.
Oh. Hey, well, a great neighborhood just got even greater, huh?
Hey, you be careful when you pick roommates now. I'm being an old ball player. I'm an expert on the subject. The guys out there who just want to stay up all night, play loud music, bring girls in at all hours. Now, these are the fun guys. These are the guys you want.
Hi. Is there a Woody Boyd here?
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Oh, Woody? I'm Terry Gardner. I'm responding to your ad for a roommate.
Oh. Well, when I heard the name Terry, I automatically assumed it was a guy.
Oh, well, if it bothers you that I'm not a guy, you know...
Oh, no, don't go having some big, expensive operation for me.
No, I meant that I would understand.
Oh, right. Well, listen, you came all this way. Why don't you just sit down? I better hear you out.
All right, well, let me tell you about myself. Yeah. I'm originally from Indiana. I'm a dental assistant. I love to cook. What else can I tell you? My daddy is a minister.
Will you excuse me for a moment?
Sure.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
She seems like the perfect roommate. But I don't know. I mean, the thought of having a girl for a roommate, well, I got a real problem with that.
Girlfriend wouldn't understand, huh?
Now I got two problems.
Oh, I get it. Your mom would disapprove.
Make that three problems.
What? Do you have religious scruples?
Oh, great. Four problems.
What was your original problem, Woody?
Well, I like to sit on the couch and leave the top button of my pants undone after a good frozen meal. No, I don't think Kelly would mind. If I'm not sleeping with her, why would I be sleeping with someone else?
Whoa, wait a minute. You've been going out with Kelly for over a year and you're not sleeping with her?
Of course not. That's the sort of thing you wait to do after you're married, right, Mr. Peterson?
Well, you keep believing that, Woody.
All right, I made up my mind. Terry, you can move in.
Oh, great.
All right. Here's an envelope. It has my address and three keys in it. All right, one of the keys is for the doorknob, one is for the security bolt, and one is for the deadbolt. You can never be too careful.
Won't you need a key?
No, I left the window open.
Oh.
Why? What are you looking at?
It's Robin Colcord and that little tramp he's been seeing.
Oh, there's a picture of you in the paper?
No. It's that little chargé d'affaire from the French consulate.
Rebecca, I must tell you, this is an unhealthy relationship you're in. I mean, stuck in a runoff with another woman for Robin Colcord's affections, it's demeaning. Although it's nothing compared to what I'd do to have this exquisite creature grind her heel into my forehead. My God!
Wow, look at that.
Well, I've never seen anything quite like that. Come on now, how hot could she be?
Oh. You guys, she's not that good looking.
Oh, no? I'll show you how good looking she is, Barry. Barry, what do you think of this babe?
I'd switch.
I hate her. I wish she was dead. What is she doing here? This is my town.
Shawn Marie is here for some Franco-American trade celebration. All of Boston's elite is going to be there.
Plus one frog slut.
Jean Marie. Oh, the name just glides off the tongue. Of course, I hope it doesn't do that tonight when I'm in the rack with Lilith.
Jean Marie. I don't think that's such a hot name. I think it's stupid. Sounds like it's French for Jan Murray.
Well, the French, they consider Jan Murray the greatest comic genius of the 20th century.
No, they say that about Jerry Lewis.
Well, they're wrong. It's Jan Murray.
I wish I could go to that ball tonight and see her in action. See what Robin thinks is so damn special about her. Love to be a fly on the wall.
Love to be a fly on the ceiling.
What's the difference?
Better view of those cha-chas.
Wait a minute. Why don't you go to that ball tonight?
Yes,
you go to the ball tonight, and then you come back and you report to me. Here, wait. You take this money, and you buy yourself a ticket. And then you come back here, and you report to me and tell me everything about her.
No, I don't think I should do that.
Look, I'm not asking you to sacrifice anything. You get to go out, dress up, have a great meal, and meet a beautiful French tramp.
All right, I'm going to do it. But I'm just doing this purely out of friendship. You know something? Doesn't feel half bad. You know, for once, I think I'm doing something that's not just my own selfish pleasure. It's kind of like I'm doing it for a higher purpose. Yeah, I'm kind of like that old nun. What's that babe's name?
Mother Teresa?
Yeah, right. Hey, guys.
Sam, did you see Jean Marie last night? What was she like?
Rebecca. Thank you.
Quit thanking me and just give me the details.
There are no details. Well, she did kind of detail me, I guess.
What? You slept with her?
Oh, get real. Who could sleep with all that sex going on?
You pig! How was she? Was she good? Was she bad? Please tell me she was bad.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Imagine all the nuclear warheads in the world going off all at the same time, exactly when the sun explodes.
Yeah?
Big deal.
So what did she do that was so special? I mean, I know a lot of things.
Honey, she's a little beyond the Ann Landers petting guy.
So what was it that she did?
I don't think I can, you know, tell you exactly what she did, or how, or when. You know, I suppose I could show you.
Oh, God. I am sure I'm going to go to bed with you so I can see how some stupid French girl makes love.
Hey, I was just thinking about you, you know. Maybe I could pass on a few secrets of what made it the most incredible night of sex I've ever had. Remember, I was a ball player.
Oh, Sammy, come on. Tell us the rest of the stuff, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, I never met Jean Marie. The water main broke in the grand ballroom that canceled the whole party.
Wait a second now. You just made up all that sex stuff?
Yeah.
Sam, all the other sex stuff that you told us all, you know, through the years, that's all true, right?
Oh, sure.
Because our lives pretty much revolve around those stories.
I know that, Phelps. I know.
I just want to know one. If none of this hot sex stuff with Jean Marie ever really happened, then why are you torturing Rebecca with it?
Gee, knowing me, there must be some reason.
He's got a reason. Here comes.
don't suppose it could be that I know how insecure Rebecca feels about her sexuality, or how inferior she feels this Jean-Marie girl, or to what lengths she might go to acquire, how shall I say this, French lessons from Monsieur Semi?
Sam, I've seen you try some pretty inane things to seduce Rebecca, but this one doesn't even have a toehold on reality. I mean, do you really think she's that insecure about Robin's affections that she would actually go to bed with you just to learn Jean-Marie's erotic secrets? Hmm?
Sam, could I see you in my office privately?
Sure, honey.
Oh, yeah, way off base. Jim, I think Sam and company is about to invade France.
Sam, I never thought it would come to this. But now I see that I'm going to have to eat crow and ask something that I never thought I would have to ask. Especially of you.
Don't say another word, Rebecca. I'll order more vermouth right away.
No, Sam, it's not that.
Well, something else? Something of a more personal nature, perhaps? Yeah.
You're going to make me ask you this, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, fine. I want to be as good in bed as Jean-Marie. Are we out of vermouth?
No. All right, class, so you want to learn all about the wonderful art of love, eh? Now, you're going to need lab partners for this. There's an odd number of you. I guess the professor's going to have to participate, won't he?
Sam, be serious. Come on, this means a lot to me.
All right.
Just tell me, what was the first thing she did when you got in her bedroom?
Actually, we never got to the bedroom.
You did it in the hall?
No. What kind of woman do you think she is? We did it in the elevator.
The elevator?
Yeah. I mean, I was afraid at first myself being in a public place like that, but she was so insistent. She said the danger would heighten the excitement of it all. She kept whispering in my ear and saying we could be discovered at any second. Amazing stuff. I mean, at first, you know, I was against it. It being the rail. But then before I knew what was happening, she took this scarf from around her hair and she wrapped it around my wrist and tied me to the rail. I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" She just laughed. I tell you, I've never felt so powerless and in control at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. Then she leaned in closer, and we started to...
Miss Howe, we're out of vermouth.
No, we're not, Woody. Get out of here, man.
Well, where is it, Sam? The matinee just let out, and there's a busload of old ladies screaming for martini.
Well, there's a case, Vin, on the second shelf in the storeroom, all right?
Ladies, put the mailman down.
Sam, you were right. This isn't going to work.
Yes, no.
No, you have to show me.
What?
I love Robin, and I need him, and I'll do anything to keep him.
Oh, yeah.
I need to be as good in bed as that French girl, or better. I need to experience everything just the way you and Jean-Marie did. The hotel, the scarf, the elevator.
The elevator?
Yes. That's the only way I'm going to learn, I guess. I'm going to go get my car.
Now?
Oh, God, maybe we should think this over.
No. Thinking's bad. Go.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ooh.
Did she fall for it?
Hook, line, and Sammy.
Do you believe this? Did you ever think this day would come?
As a matter of fact, I never had any doubt here, Carla. Behold a sealed envelope. Will you please open it and read the contents?
I, Sam Malone, will sleep with Rebecca Howe on the night of April 19th, 1990. When did you write this?
This morning. I write a new one every day.
Woody, I'll have a cup of Java and an iced tea for... What did you say your name was again? Liza Minnelli?
Why all this resentment over my singing lessons? Is it jealousy over my desire to strengthen the mother-child bond? Reluctance to part with even a few hours of your precious freedom? Or is it merely that you're a jerk?
Nightingales.
You told them about my singing?
Well, everyone was asking why my hair was falling out in clumps, yes.
So, how are the singing lessons coming up?
Just fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, now, Lilith, you are being too modest. They're going splendidly. Why, just this afternoon, Lilith received a romantic proposition from a young moose.
Oh.
From northern Quebec, wasn't it, dear? I mean, you were pointed in that direction, weren't you?
Just if you will. But it takes a certain amount of courage to expose one's inner soul through vocalization.
Especially with that ooga horn you call a voice.
Stop it, all of you. I've had enough of this. You don't know how well I sing. You've never even heard me.
Well, you should give us a little demonstration here, boy.
You think I'm ashamed? You want this opportunity to make more fun of me?
We're hoping, yeah.
Well, I rise to your challenge.
Ooh.
I'm going to sing Frederick's favorite song. Made famous by Al Jolson.
We ain't heard nothing yet.
When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. You'll pull us through, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your word. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth.
Yeah, I think I...
When I'm old and
this is beautiful.
Promise you won't stray.
I'm going to send my mom some flowers.
I love you so, so.
I'm going to go rent the jazz.
Lilith, I apologize. That was just lovely. I've never heard your voice filled with such tenderness and emotion. Why have you never sung to me like that?
Because your breath doesn't smell like cookies.
No, Ma. Cliff Clavin.
Hey, Woody.
Hey, Terry, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to give you back your keys. I'm moving out.
What's the matter? What'd I do?
Nothing. You couldn't have been a better roommate. You left me alone, which is just what I needed. I had time to think. I've decided I'm going back to my husband.
Husband?
Yeah, we had a big fight yesterday. I needed some place to stay. See, we were arguing again over his awful temper and his fits of crazy jealous rage. But we worked it all out. By the way, Woody, he wants to meet the guy I spent the night with.
Oh, well, God, I'd love to, but I, you know, this is my break, and I usually like to spend this time running as fast as I can.
Woody? Woody boy!
Heather Gardner.
Oh, you know my husband. I'll go wait in the truck.
Hey, Woody, I heard you moved down here and became a bartender. Is that true?
Yeah.
We didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Somebody's daddy owes me $5.
Well, you're in great shape. You still working out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, this guy once lifted a tractor off a guy's leg.
Wow.
And put it on his throat.
Well, I'd like to spend all day here chewing the fat with you, but I got to find the guy who spent last night with my wife just bashing his brains up. Do you know who it is?
Mr. Clavin, we're still friends and all, but run.
What?
That's him!
So this is the elevator.
Oh, yeah, the Ecstasy Express.
So, what floor you want to be stranded between here?
Where were you with Jean-Marie?
Who? Oh, we were somewhere up by the penthouse area. We worked our way down.
Oh. Penthouse. What did you do on the way out?
Oh, a lot of this. Hey, kid. What floor are you going to?
The penthouse.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd like to use $5 here. Walk up, will you?
But it's 44.
Yeah, you're young. Go on.
So where were we?
Boy, you're really into this, aren't you? What do you say I make sure we don't get interrupted again here?
Okay. So, when do you want me to do that thing where I tie your wrists up?
Oh, we don't have to do that scarf thing. Why don't we just, pretend that part?
Well, if you want to pretend, why don't I just go home?
No, no, here, here. Oop.
All right, I hope I can remember this, okay? Right, over left, and under and around.
Actually, the under and around part comes later.
All right, I put it back here. I've never done anything like this before.
Well, a little snug there, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm never going to be as good as Jean-Marie, am I?
Oh, shh, don't say that. Snug is good.
Yeah.
Oh, snug's very good.
Oh, good. Mm. Okay, so then what did she do? What did she do? Loosen up some clothes?
Yeah, lots of that. Lots of that.
Okay, then you go first. Oh. I see how this could be exciting. Okay, I've got it. I've got it. Wait, the pants. The pants is good. Oh, yes, this is good. Yes.
Oh, this is just fantastic. Now,
you go. You go.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. See you tomorrow.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
I mean that I know about the water pipe. And I know about Jean-Marie. And I know that the only reason you asked me here was so that you could play elevator.
How'd you find out about the water pipe?
It was in the newspaper.
Oh, shoot!
Just when I thought you were being my friend, you go and do something sleazy like this. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Oh, yeah, honey. I'm so very ashamed. I've learned my lesson. I really have. Could you untie me, please?
The knot's too tight. Maybe there's some sailor in the lobby who can untie it for you.
Hey, that's the man who pushed me.
Give me my $5 back, man.